Good morning, this is Mayor John Street. It seems just like yesterday at the opening of the new Liberty Bell Pavilion that members of ATTAC, Generations Unlimited, and their supporters demonstrated to focus attention on a part of our nation's history some people would rather forget. These protesters were profoundly disturbed that no one seemed to care that on this very site, where our first chief executives lived, there were also at least 9 enslaved Africans kept by George Washington. As these enslaved men and women lived and worked in this house, they were within earshot of our nation's founders as they declared, "All men are created equal." During our nation's infancy, Philadelphia served as the country's first capital, and Presidents George Washington and John Adams lived in a mansion on the corner of 6th and Market Street called the President's House. To commemorate and tell the untold story of the President's House and all of its inhabitants, the city, in partnership with Independence National Historical Park last fall, issued a request for qualifications for the design of a permanent outdoor installation. The city made an initial investment of $1.5 million and Congressman Fatah and Brady secured a federal grant of $3.6 million to complete funding for the project. To ensure community involvement and historical accuracy, I appointed a President's House Oversight Committee comprised of community activists, historians, and others. The President's House project will be much more than a commemorative site. It will tell a story of national importance in an honest, inspiring, and informative way through architecture, landscaping, imagery, and narrative. It will be a story of idealism and infamy, of the birth of a free nation and the indefensible existence of slavery side by side. It will also tell tales of remarkable bravery highlighted by the escape to freedom of Washington Chef Hercules and his wife's personal servant, Oney Judge. From the project's inception, the City and National Park Service determined the public would have ample opportunity to review, comment, and otherwise participate in this project. Several community meetings have been held, and now the preliminary design models for the project are ready and will be on display for an entire month. Beginning Wednesday, August 16th until Wednesday, September 13th, the models from the 5 semifinalists will be displayed in the Grand Hall lobby of the National Constitution Center. There will be no admission fee to view the models, although there is a charge for those wishing to tour the entire National Constitution site. This will be an insightful, emotional, and heartfelt installation which resonates with the people of our community and region, as well as the millions of people who visit Independence National Historical Park each year. When the President's House project is complete next year, a long-forgotten and vitally important chapter of our nation's history will be enshrined forever in the landscape of our nation's most historic square mile. The story of 9 enslaved Africans will no longer be forgotten. It will be told right alongside the icons of American democracy, the Liberty Bell, and Independence Hall. You can learn more about the President's House, the role of freedom and slavery in making a new nation, as well as the role of the executive during the early years of our country by going to the city's website at www.phila.gov and clicking on the link to the President's House. From City Hall, this is Mayor John Street. Have a great weekend, and don't forget to drink your water.